On the phone with me now is Sheriff Byron Trapp. And Sheriff Trapp, last year you came down here to the studios and we talked about the levy and how the money was being spent. We got a pretty good report from the independent audit. We just got another audit. Tell me what's new, what has transpired since last year in this audit.
Well, the good news is nothing's new, which is what we fully anticipated. The auditors came back with what they refer to, I guess, as called a clean audit report, which means they found no faults or deficiencies, and which is what we're striving for. And the audit is part of the jail levy ballot language that was passed originally in 2013 and then renewed in 2017.
Now, I think you spoke last year that you were still hoping to do a little more expansion. Has any more of that happened over the last year?
We have. So we are currently at 382 jail beds, local capacity. That includes 15 beds that the city of Eugene rents, but those are local offenders and defendants in those beds as well. And the increase this last year was in February. Our office terminated a contract with the U.S. Marshals Service for holding federal marshal inmates in the county's jail. And that was based on a number of reasons, but primarily because the levy provides sufficient funding for us to continue to operate those 50 beds the marshals were using with local funding, and then we weren't displacing local offenders by having federal offenders from many counties surrounding Lane in the county jail. And the marshal service contract was very dated and hadn't been updated. Pricing hadn't been updated in about a decade, and so we had gotten to the point where there was substantial subsidy of county dollars subsidizing federal inmate capacity in the county jail. For a number of reasons, we terminated that. That then allowed the jail capacity to grow by 50 to its current 382, which is from the when the first levy passed in 2013 to today, it's a 293% increase in jail capacity for local offenders. And although we're still only operating 81% of available jail capacity, it's a substantial increase in the jail capacity that supports the public safety of all law enforcement throughout the county. So, I continue to be overwhelmingly appreciative of the voters, their support and their confidence in the sheriff's office, and we continue to be committed to following the mandates of the jail levy ballot measure and the audit. We look forward to every year sort of as a report out to the community saying here's the results of our commitment and our financial responsibility as it was entrusted to us.
And I guess it's good that we aren't having to use it to capacity. That's always a good thing.
Well, yeah, it's we're not releasing any violent offenders because of the increased jail capacity, but we're still releasing inmates early from jail. We're releasing pretrial defendants early before they see the courtroom and have their cases heard. We are really in most cases now not releasing offenders early from sentences from the court. So we have made some significant improvements. We have reduced early releases from the jail based on capacity by 65%, which isn't 100%. So we went from about 5,000 releases annually because of capacity reasons to under, I think it was around 1,700 last year. So that's still a lot of people that are getting out of jail without full accountability. But those being released from jail today, while the accountability is lacking in, for those defendants, the charges that those folks are being released on are nonviolent. They're usually property crime defendants, drug crime defendants, and mostly misdemeanors. There are felonies in that group, but they're mostly nonviolent, or they are nonviolent, but mostly property and drug crime. So it's a different caliber of inmate that's being released today than was when we were releasing 5,000 people a year. And the dangerousness of the offenders isn't as concerning, but yet there is still some accountability because the jail isn't fully operating.
And effectively, you have increased or doubled the amount of youth services beds as well, correct?
Yes, and so, yeah, forgive me, I was speaking to the sheriff's office because that's sort of my world. Youth services isn't operated by the sheriff's office, but it is part of the county's public safety system. And so this levy includes funding for both the county's jail and the county's youth services division. And so part of the levy language required a increase of detention beds and youth treatment beds at youth services. So they doubled their detention beds from 8 to 16, and they doubled their treatment beds from 8 to 16. And so that's part of the audit, is that it verifies that there's 16 treatment and detention beds at youth services. It verifies that there's at least 255 jail beds being operated in the county jail, and that there's sufficient general fund being provided to both of those programs to maintain that level of capacity. And the audit ensures that the funds from the levy are used exclusively for operating the jail beds and the youth services treatment detention beds as outlined in the levy.
And it's always good to know that the money that is for something is going to something, and that's a good thing that you guys should be proud of there.
Yeah, and there were some community concerns based on historical performance of the county that dated back 25 years or so. And so there was some legitimate concern to ensure that the county management had some of its own accountability. And this is the way we hold ourselves accountable to the community, is having an outside firm come in. The county pays them to look at this objectively and provide a report. And if we're missing the mark, they'll tell us that. And if we're on the mark, as we have been, they tell us that. So we continue to be pleased with the outcome. And my position is I'm not surprised, because we have been committed to this from day one and continue to. So we're in the first year of the second levy that was renewed in 17. And so we'll have five more audits under the current levy, as a five-year levy. So the language continues forward, renewed exactly as the first one. So there will be five more, and I fully anticipate each of those five will continue to say the same thing as this one, is that it's a clean audit with no discrepancies.
Sure. Byron Trapp, thank you so much for your time this morning, and thanks for all you do at the Sheriff's Department there, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Coming up next on the February edition of Our Town, it is heart healthy expert Joe Piscitella. He'll be speaking at the FEC this afternoon, right after this.